Hello, everyone. I'm Steven.
And I'm Steve.
And welcome to the second Loser Town Today podcast of the 2007 year. It's been a long time since the last one. And, you know, I keep saying this every time we do a podcast, and I have to start off with an apology for taking so long to do a podcast. Well, what can I say?
We're lazy.
Today is April Fool's Day, and we're not going to do any stupid April Fool's joke like how you see all these tech websites. And, you know, they do this all the time now. Who's the first one to start it?
Probably Google, I think.
Yeah, maybe. But anyway, you know, in April Fool's, you go to the website and you see they have these fake news articles or something ridiculous. And, you know, ha, 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 I get it. It's a big April Fool's joke. But we're not going to do that, except the only thing we changed, I don't know if you noticed, but we had a different opening bumper.
Yeah, that was
yep,
nice and mellow, don't you think?
Yeah, I know. It's I think it's kind of relaxing, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's an oldie, but a goodie.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we kept that around.
Yeah, I just happened to dig that up, and I thought today would be a good day to make a change like that. Well, first off, I wanted to talk about. Have you guys heard the that Avril Lavigne, her new single, "Girlfriend"? Is that the title?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't remember. But the kind of cool thing she did was she recorded it like 8 times. Well, I guess she didn't really record the whole song 8 times, but she recorded snippets in different languages, and I guess they just, you know, pasted it right in there. And one of the languages that she sings it in is in Mandarin, which I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And actually, let's take a listen to it, because I've got that little clip, and let's fire that up. So what'd you think? I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah, I liked it.
You know?
I mean, it's nice.
I mean, I thought it was nice of her to do that for, you know, her fans around the world. And I know, yeah, sure, there's corporate marketing involved. But, you know, so what? I still think it's cool. And
sounds a little chopped up.
Yeah, I know. You could hear it. But I think it works well. And I'm not going to, you know, rag on her just because, you know, her pronunciation is not, you know, perfect when she does these songs in Mandarin, Portuguese, and Japanese, and French, and Spanish, and whatever the other languages she does. I think that's, you know, really missing the whole point of it. You know, and I read a lot of comments, you know, on the internet, people posting. And, you know, most of the criticisms are, you know, they saying that, oh, her pronunciation is bad, you know. Who cares? I mean, I think you're missing the point. My hat's off to her. I think what she did was a pretty cool thing, and I don't care that if it was driven by corporate management as a promotion. Okay. The second thing I wanted to talk about was the February Album Writing Month. Is it a contest? It's not really a contest, right? It's
challenge, I would say, something like that.
Yeah. Anyway, it's FOM, I guess you would pronounce it. Anyway, the idea is to write a song every other day in February. So February has 28 days. You would end up with 14 songs. And, of course, we failed miserably.
Yep, not even close.
Yeah, we didn't even come close. We had seven songs, so halfway. But still, it's, you know, I think it's worth it. And this is not too different from the other challenges that we've done in the past. Like back in 2001, we did the 50 songs in 90 days challenge, and we only came up with 20. You know, part of the reason why we like to do this is because whenever we get in a rut, and we seem to get in a lot of ruts,
exactly,
It's helpful to have some kind of artificial deadline or some kind of other incentive to force you to write.
Yeah.
And you're kind of freed from the constriction of trying to write art, basically. You're given an excuse just to put out anything. And when you're given that freedom, a lot of times you can helps liberate you, and you can write something that you normally wouldn't. But anyway, there is a couple of things that came out of it that I think was kind of cool. None of the songs would be used on our next CD. It just doesn't fit. But what I wanted to do was re-record the tracks until, you know, because they're just demos right now. Re-record them all into full tracks, and we'll post it up as our FOM EP. And you know what pisses me off, Steve?
What?
Is that a couple times, and this happens to me all the time, and I never learn from this. But on a couple of tracks, we came up with guitar tones that I really liked, but I can't replicate them.
Well, you need to, you know, write down the settings.
Yeah, I know. And here's the thing. I thought I did.
Make a law.
Like on the track My Green Hat, I thought I remembered the setting I used on the pod. And on the other track, I tried to do it again, and it didn't sound anywhere close to it. I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, I mean, if you just write down the settings,
yeah,
and, you know, at least remember which guitar you use.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Anyway, so look for that on the website. Actually, on the MySpace page, we're probably going to be we'll post the finished tracks. There's going to be 7 songs, and we'll redo them, and so we'll make that available for everybody.
Okay.
And what else do we have?
The fancy new keyboard here, sitting here.
Oh yeah, that's right. About a month ago. Well, not a month ago. This was December. I bought the Creative Labs Prada Keys USB keyboard. You know, I actually had the original PS2 version, but that did not work on our new computer. For some reason, it just would not work. So I replaced it with the USB version, and it works fine. Basically, it's a regular keyboard, but it also has piano keys on it. And I thought it was nice because I didn't want to spend the money on a real big MIDI controller because we don't really have the space. So this takes up not much more space than a regular keyboard. And we don't have to swap anything out or move any equipment. And we can't play the keyboards anyway, so what would be the point of buying an expensive keyboard or MIDI controller? Yeah. But anyway, it's pretty cool. And we were playing around with the soft synth. You know, a long time ago, I used to not like soft synths because at that time, you know, computers weren't really, I guess, powerful enough to stream these wave samples. And another problem was that the samples that you found were not that good. At least the free samples,
yeah, well,
as always is the case on the internet, they were not that good. Two, you had a latency issue when you were playing the actual keyboard and hearing the sound. But you know, all that is it's over with because, you know, nowadays you have powerful computers who can handle that. It just seems much more convenient. I mean, we still have that Roland JV-1010 MIDI module
sitting right here,
but I'm not sure if we really will ever have a need to hook that up again. Well, maybe we would, but I just think it's cool that in Sonar you can insert a soft synth and load up some sounds and play it on this keyboard. And actually, we purchased the one of the Sonic Implants B3 Hammond organs, and it was only $5.95, and it's just one setting, which is, you know, all we kind of needed. And let me give you a sample of what that sounded like. Thank you. Yeah, so what'd you think?
Sounds pretty real.
Yeah, man, I liked it. I mean, obviously, it's you can tell it wasn't a person who knew how to play the keyboards playing, because I'm just messing around with my right hand.
One-handed pecking.
Oh, and by the way, every time we have a track and we actually put keys on it, if you listen real close, well, not listen real closely, but you might notice that the song usually is in the key of C, because it's easier for us to put a track with keyboards in the key of C, because you just play only the white keys. Yeah, I know. Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Pretty limited.
But anyway, that's what the that Sonic Implants B3 Hammond organ sound font sounds like, and we played it using the Creative Product Keys keyboard. Anything else? What do we have coming up for next time?
New CD again?
Yeah, I've given up to stop saying that next time we'll have a demo of what's on the new CD, because we never seem to do it. So I'm holding out for at least by the end of the year.
Oh, we're taking a trip.
Oh yeah, how can I forget that? Me and Steve will be taking another trip to China.
We'll be meeting up with Chi Hui again, and the S-Man will be staying here to hold down the fort.
He doesn't like to travel by plane.
Yeah, he won't do it.
No, yeah, and I can't really blame him, because of that plane trip's murder.
Yeah, I can't even sleep to make the time go by.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe in 2 months, let's say, we'll be back with another podcast. Anyway, everybody, have a good spring. See you next time.
Bye.